Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Destination Marketing Podcast. This is a special episode today, and we'll talk about that. I'm excited to have you, and you know, this is our 100th episode, and a year and a half ago, when I started this podcast, I had no idea if we were going to get to a 100th episode. It was kind of a, hey, let's try it and see, you know, see what it's going to be like, and it's amazing to see how this podcast has evolved over time. You know, a year and a half ago when I started it, for one, I had a co-host. His name was Jordan Barker. And our first several episodes, the two of us did it together. And then, you know, it took an evolution of just being me as he needed to go focus on other things. We've had some incredible guests on the show. And I think one of the first things that I need to do is thank every single guest that has been on the show with me. I am blown away by the brilliant people that are in our industry and the knowledge that they've shared. The podcast evolved a lot too because, you know, when we first started, it was like, hey, here's some marketing tips and tricks and technology and some tools that you can use. And, you know, our original philosophy was you go to all of these trade shows. And at these trade shows, you get these inspirational speakers that will get up and they'll tell you about all these motivating things and they'll tell you stories and you walk away inspired. And then you go sit down at your computer and you say, well, what next? You know, because it's not terribly tactical, and that's not a fault of these trade shows or of you know, any of the speakers at those shows. But our goal with this show originally was to give you tactical things that you can implement tomorrow, and that's where we started. And we were building some momentum. We had some great guests on over time, and then all of a sudden, in March of this year, the coronavirus hit, and then we really, just like every destination in the world had to do, we had to modify the format of our show. And instead of hey, here's some tips and tricks, it's, hey, this crisis has hit the industry. How can we navigate better? How can we do better as an industry and as each individual destination? And what are the tactical things that you can do to attack the crisis? And you know, I feel like we've gotten some incredible insight from several people throughout the industry, dozens of great destinations and people within destinations that have come on and shared their expertise with us. And I can tell you that the person who has benefited the most from this podcast over the last year and a half is me, because I've been able to learn from so many amazing people. And from the content of this podcast, you know, I was able to curate that into a book called Touchpoints, and that book has been a really incredible asset that could have never happened without the amazing guests that we've had here on our show. So I want to thank everyone, not only that's been on the show, but also those that have listened and those that have left us ratings and reviews. Those make a difference, and it's really been encouraging to keep the show going and helping me to know that we're making a difference when we get those reviews on each of the podcast platforms. And thank you. Thank you to everyone that's been a part of this show. You're going to see some format changes in the show over the next year or so. And you know, some of you may not want this, but I think you're going to hear a little bit more of me opining on the issues of the day and sharing a little bit more of my views. We're still going to have guests. We're always going to have guests. But I think we may sprinkle in a few more episodes that I'll be sharing a little bit more of my views. It's going to be more of what am I seeing right now in the industry that I think can help. And that's the main reason for this show, is we want to help destinations navigate the challenges and issues that face them today. And we're going to continue to do that. I think the other thing that you can expect to see from the show, we had such a wonderful time over the last couple of months taking the show on the road. And I think that's something that you're going to see continue. We're going to be taking the show on the road. If any of you, if you heard those episodes and you like us to come record from an attraction within your destination, we'd love to come out and do that. We've got a list of destinations we intend to go to, and we'd love to get your destination on the list if you feel like it would be valuable to share something cool that you're doing. And if you're someone that wants to help others within the industry and wants to help people navigate the challenging times of today, reach out to me. I'd love to have you on the show. And the great thing about what we're planning for this next year is maybe we'll bring the show to you. The other thing that I want to mention is if any of you are putting on either a virtual or a standard conference, I would love to come to a live episode of the show from your conference. And so if you feel like that would add value to your conference, as it has for the Connect Travel events, as it has for several state conferences, it's something that I love doing and would love to come out to your conference and do a live episode from your event. So if that's something you're interested in, if you've got an event coming up, reach out to me. As I've said many times here on the show, my email is adam@relicagency.com. I never get tired of hearing from our listeners, and I've really enjoyed getting to know you over the last year and a half, and I'm excited to continue to do so. So really, it's been 100 episodes, and I can't believe we're at the 100th episode already. But this entire message is just to say thank you. And here's to 100 more episodes of the Destination Marketing Podcast. And hopefully we continue to bring value to all of you over that time. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.